Slater. Slater curls one. Oh, that's a fine goal. Good little shimmy and a good curler. That's 4-2.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk football with Robbie Slater.
Yes, time now to talk football, A-League in the EPL. Robbie Slater, good morning.
Yeah, tell Nick to stop hanging up on me.
He's hung up on you, the big fella, has he?
Well, no, he's thrown me to you guys, which is as good as hanging up.
Ah, righty.
That means he doesn't want to talk anymore, because I've told him the 8:40 slot is not suiting my preparations for getting the kids, les enfants, to school.
Oh, well, we'll have to sort that out with Nick after the show. I'll tell you what, Robbie.
I'm worried about Nick.
We're all worried about Nick. He's just jumped up off the chair. Oh, he's not happy. He's not happy. I'll tell you who wasn't happy with you yesterday, Robbie. I want you to take a listen to this. We had a co-host on the program, and he's our cricket stroke racing expert, and he played a little bit of soccer football with you, and this is what he had to say about you on Wednesday.
There was a revelation yesterday. And it wasn't about horse racing, but it was about our man, Robbie Slater, our football stroke soccer expert. Now, you played junior footy with Robbie.
Yeah.
Was he one out of the box?
He was average. Average.
Did he have a short temper back then?
Oh, he did, yeah. He was very fast, though, very fast. And not many skills, but he could run a bit and kick the odd goal.
What a pasting.
He was average and not many skills. That's from the legendary Mark Waugh. He said you were probably the third best player in that side. Stephen was the striker. He was in the midfield and you sort of filled in on the wing.
Yeah, the other two players in that side were Eric Cantona and Zinedine Zidane. well, you know, we grew up together for a large part of our youth from...
Picnic Point.
We had some good times. How old were we? Probably from the age of 12 to 16 we played...
Wow.
Four seasons together, and I must say that I was by far the best. And to be fair, when we played backyard cricket, sometimes before going to the old soccer training, you couldn't really tell that those two were going to be, well, probably Steve, but not Junior, was going to be a cricketer.
We expected a return of serve, Robbie. Fair enough.
If anything less from Junior, I would have been disappointed.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
A top man. Great on the commentary.
He is good, isn't he?
Him and his brother, I think they made the right choice going to cricket, if I can put it that way.
Yeah, they had another winner too yesterday, Kim and Mark. It won the last, I'm pretty sure, up at Wyong. So they're going really well, that stable, mate. I mentioned those Europa League matches this morning, mate. Arsenal won against Napoli and Chelsea had a victory against Slava Prague.
Yeah, pretty much through. It's a 1-0 away victory in Prague for Chelsea, which puts them... in the strong favourite position, and 2-0 for Arsenal over Napoli puts them strongly in the favourites position. Not over, of course, another tie, but two very good results for them.
Mm. In the EPL, Rob, is Liverpool-Chelsea the game of the round?
Yep.
Who do you like in that, mate?
And obviously, the other focus is Manchester City, because they're the two going for the title. The top four is important as well, but certainly the big one is Liverpool-Chelsea. At Anfield.
Obviously you're a Liverpool fan, mate, but what's the head say?
Yeah, Liverpool at home against Chelsea. No problem.
No problem?
Yeah.
Just load up?
Well, let's hope not.
No?
Of course, Liverpool-Chelsea is the famous one where Steven Gerrard slipped a few seasons ago when Liverpool were red-hot favourites to win the title. And they played Chelsea, they only needed a draw, and they lost 2-0. Steven Gerrard quite famously slipped on the halfway line to allow, I think it was Dembele, to sprint the length of the field and score a goal. So let's hope that doesn't happen. Well, Steven Gerrard won't be slipping because he's not there anymore.
No, he won't. They're $1.65 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, I think the other big one for me of the weekend is Burnley against Cardiff. The reason being that's for the relegation battle. I think if Cardiff lose to Burnley, which I think they will... pretty much condemn them, I think, to relegation along with Fulham and West Ham. Fulham at home to Everton. I think Everton running really well at the moment, so I think they might win. And poor old Huddersfield are already relegated up against Spurs. You got to fancy Spurs. Arsenal to improve their away form against Watford. So United playing at home against West Ham after losing in the Champions League midweek, so they'll look to bounce back, which I think against my old club, West Ham. So Yeah, it's a good round in the Premier League.
It is. We can find all of Robbie's tips on the Tab app. You just go to the match and there's that little camera up on that right-hand side and you click on that and Robbie will give his...
You're getting quicker here, mate. Did you take any notice of my preparation for the kids getting to school?
I can hear them in the background.
You're just doing this on purpose.
No, and quickly, mate, let's talk about this this derby, mate. We've got...
It's not quite the same
build-up, is it, mate? The Western Sydney Wanderers up against Sydney FC.
Yeah, that's the big game of the week, and the other one's in Perth. So, you know, starts off with the Roar against Wellington tonight. I think, you know, the Roar are planning their holidays, as there are a couple of other teams. I think Sydney will win the derby, although they did play 3 days ago in that thrilling game against Shanghai SIPG. A victory will be too strong for the Mariners. Sydney to beat Adelaide, which is... one that could go either way, both with very, very inconsistent in their form. The race for that top four spot, the fourth spot, you get a home final, so it's very important. Wellington, City and Adelaide all going for that. And Perth can lift their first trophy in the Hyundai A-League era if they beat the Jets at home. I think they will, and they'll lift the Premier's plate.
Yeah, do you get... it's the plate. Where, the toilet seats for the grand final, the plates...
That's it.
The plates for the minor premiership.
The plates is... No. See, that's where you're wrong, TK.
No.
It's not the minor premiership. You may call it minor premiership in your little game.
Okay.
Right, but the Premier's plate is a very important trophy. That's why we call it the Premier's plate.
Okay, so it's not the minor premiership plate. It's the Premier's plate.
That's right. It's not the minor premiership plate. No. That just sounds ridiculous.
But, question then, Rob. Question then.
No, I've got to go.
Yeah, well, quickly... if you're playing in the A-League, which one do you want to win? I know you want to win two, but which one has the more prestige?
In Australia, there's no doubt that champions is the grand final. The buzz you get from a grand final, I get it.
So
I'm just saying that because worldwide, the first past the post, the top of the league is crowned champions around the world in soccer.
Yep.
So I guess just to make it a little bit more important, we've called it the Premier's Plate. It's not a minor premiership. And you get... the same as the champions, you get qualification to the Asian Champions League.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But, we're Aussies. We love our grand final. So, and the champions are the grand final winners.
You're a good man, mate. We're a little bit different in this country, and you're a little bit different with us. So,
we'll leave it at that, TK.
That's what we love about you, mate. Good on you, Robbie. Get those kids to school. Hurry up.